Bob Agnew in Washington. A top counterterrorism official is resigning over the Trump administration's war against Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Joe Kent, the director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, is stepping down, saying he cannot in good conscience support the war. In a statement announcing his resignation, Kent said that Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear, he said, that we started this war due to pressure from Israel. His resignation reflects unease among some of Donald Trump's MAGA supporters about the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, correspondent John Gambrill explains the importance of two recent high-profile Israeli hits.
Ali Larijani, a top Iranian security official, is dead. That's according to Israel's defense minister, who announced the killing of Larijani, along with the killing of the leader of the besieged, the Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer paramilitary force that has been crucial in putting down the nationwide demonstrations that have gripped that country.
That is foreign correspondent John Gambrill reporting on Wall Street. The Dow right now is up by 115 points, and NASDAQ up 130. Lisa Dwyer has more on headaches for air travelers.
Hundreds of flights are canceled or delayed a day after powerful storms swept across the eastern half of the country. The flight tracking site FlightAware says more than 750 flights have been canceled. Travelers have been facing additional jams at airport security checkpoints as a partial government shutdown that began February 14th has added pressure on staffing at security checkpoints. TSA union leaders say that TSA workers are coping with eviction notices, vehicle repossessions, empty refrigerators, and overdrawn bank accounts, saying they would like a paycheck, not a rain check. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Americans are no strangers to prayer. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the U.S. is coming into more clear focus. According to the annual report from the National Right to Life, just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs. Those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. This is SRN News. March Madness tips off tonight, and that means the gambling industry will be active. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The men's and women's basketball tournaments generate more wagering than any other event in the United States. The American Gaming Association estimates a record $3.3 billion will be legally bet on the games this year. The tournaments will tip off just 2 months after federal prosecutors announced criminal charges in a point-shaving scheme that allegedly involved six fixers, 17 former players, and four players who are active with their teams this season. Players are warned about associating with people seeking inside information about their teams or offering enticements to shave points.
That is Mike Hempen reporting. Amazon now offering even speedier delivery for a fee. Customers in more than 2,000 cities can now choose to have orders from its speedy shipment inventory. More at SRNnews.com.